Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Dolphins fans, to another episode of On the Fin Side. We are joined today by Dolphins punter Thomas Morstead, who's joining us right here after the season, right before the playoff weekend kicks off this weekend. Going to talk a little bit. I know he's an upcoming free agent. Thomas, welcome back, man. It's been fun having you on this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So you are an impending free agent. You're still a Dolphin for the time being. All right, I got to ask the obvious question because we're both getting up there in years, and I know it's one you probably get a lot. Are you planning to play in 2023?
Absolutely, I am. Yeah, definitely.
You had a hell of a year. 26 balls inside the 20. You only had two touchbacks, an interesting butt punt, and there was something we talked about when we met halfway through the season that. I know you said you were hoping you didn't get first statistic, but you also set a career high in tackles this year. I'm giving you the credit for the assist, the four combined tackles.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. I don't shy away from having to make tackles, but it's generally not a good thing when it's getting to me. So, we could have obviously been better there as a unit collectively. So.
I will admit I panicked a little bit on your last tackle. You came in a little high and it looked like you took the worst of it. And I went, oh no, we need him. No, but you seem to walk it off pretty quick and easy. So
yeah, my shoulder's still sore from that. You know, every now and then I get a reminder that, I do play football. But you know, it was good. That was actually kind of a unique play. I think, I don't know that I've ever had a tackle on punt where the return was only for 11 yards. So, obviously he bubbled back and around all the way across the field and it gave me time to get down there. I could see once he turned his shoulders to the sideline, I was like, all right, I know where he's going. So I was able to get down there and, when he turned that corner, we locked eyes and I was like, all right, he ain't going out of bounds. So I'm going to have to get physical here. So.
I was grateful you made the tackle, but I will admit I panicked a little bit there because we had a little bit of time left to watch. So the Bills game, a game nobody gave the Dolphins and the national media a chance or a prayer. You guys came out third string quarterback, Skylar Thompson, injuries up and down the roster. And that game came down to the very end of the game, the very final play. Walk us through what that was like for you guys. I mean, what was that like in the locker room with everything leading up to the game that week?
It was just the next game. You know, we'd already had our first playoff game against the Jets. We had to win that game or we were out. So, it was just our next playoff game. Everything's at stake and guys were excited about it. And honestly, the whole year has been like that with, okay, this guy's not up. Okay. We got a next guy up here, next guy up there. So it was just the next game and we were fired up for it. And, we just didn't get it done. It was an awesome experience to be up there. I know as for me, as I've gotten older, it's not a moral victory, but it's a, you really I look back on all the games I've been a part of in the playoffs, and you're like, I was part of that. I was part of that NFL history. And it was a great atmosphere. And, you know, those Buffalo fans up there in that cold, there's a lot of energy and a lot of alcohol, and it's just a good environment. And so I really enjoyed it. A buddy of mine and my dad made the trip. So that was cool to have some family and friend there. And, you know, you just look back on it. And as long as everybody prepares their best and gives everything that they have to the effort, I think as you get older, especially, you look back on it, even though it maybe hurts, you look back and you're like, man, I was part of that team. I was part of that history of the game. And it was a great experience. It's just unfortunate we didn't get it done.
So one of the things I want to ask you about, because you brought up the Jets game before, I know we just talked about the Buffalo game. I know Jason Sanders seemed to be a tale of two halves, and you were holding for him. So that's why I want to ask you this question. Was there an adjustment you guys made during the bye week? Because it seemed like the Jason Sanders of old was back after the bye and absolutely critical in that Jets game. We, you know, the Dolphins don't go to the playoffs without you holding for Jason and Jason kicking the ball through the uprights. Was there an adjustment made or just?
I don't know that, you know, look, there's ebbs and flows to everybody's season, especially when you deal with technicians like a punter, a kicker. I'm sure it's the same for a baseball pitcher. There's mechanics, and if one little thing's off, you're constantly working, you're constantly refining. And it, you know, I don't know what Jason charted throughout the season in practice, but you know, the you know, if I don't know what, do you know what his stats were this year?
I could pull that up real quick. I know after the bye,
I'm not sure what they were. Maybe you can pull it.
Yeah, I'll take a peek at that real quick.
I think if you were to ask Jason, there were two balls this year that were like, okay, that was not a great kick. There were quite a few others that were, I say quite a few. There were, I know at least two or three others that were misses where, you know, we have one.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit on me, Thomas.
50-some yards, and he hit what he wanted. The line hit your ball. He hit the ball he wanted, and it just didn't work out. Does that make sense?
It does.
So sometimes I'll quote my old teammate Roman Harper, who I played in New Orleans with. He told our young kicker Will Lutz when he was a rookie, he said, "Hey, young buck, sometimes you got to take your bogey and just move on." And you know, you did everything right, you did your process right, and it just didn't work out. And fans don't like to hear that, and Jason doesn't like to hear that, coach doesn't like to hear that. But you've got to have a confidence when you do what you do, that once that ball leaves your foot, it's not up to you. You know, there's sometimes can be other factors different than maybe if you're in a dome. You know, there is no wind. You know, there's no wind. You can be 100% confident in your line. And so, you know, I thought he kicked really well throughout the whole season in practice and had great warmups pregame. And, you know, there's such a small sample size. You know, if he has two of those long kicks go in, you look at the season, you say, damn, he had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a small sample size. And it's not to rationalize, you know, not getting it done. But I think you have to have a balance with all of it. And I'm proud of the kid, man. He's an elite player, and he hung in there. He you can hear the noise. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
when you're not getting it done. And to not acknowledge that is to me foolish. And he certainly felt that. And he hung in there like an old set of balls. That's an old saying that I like to quote there. And he hung in there, and he continued to work. And I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of the work we did as a unit. And it was really a pleasure working with him. He's a pro's pro.
No, and it was funny because he was so automatic early in his career before the holder changed. And it felt like the beginning of this year, you know, we talked in the off season about the issues that got identified with the hold last year. you know, it seemed like there were a few struggles early on this season, but he fought through and came back. And like I said, that Jets game, you guys weren't in the playoffs without his leg. And it's, you know, he really seemed to be the Jason Sanders of old once the bye week hits. So that's why I had to ask you if there was adjustments that you guys made together or.
No, not particularly. I mean, if you go look, even go pull up his preseason, I think we made like 4 or 5 kicks outside 50 in the preseason. It was ridiculous. So many long kicks. So we were grooved early on. Like I said, there's ebbs and flows to the season. And you know, you have to deal with that. And you have to continue to work and you got to just fight through it. And he worked and worked and worked and worked. And it was really cool to see him finally get that moment at the end of the season. I was so proud of him. And even after we hit that game winner, you know, when guys sometimes get put up on a pedestal, they kind of like try to ride that wave and they're high as a kite. And he just was like, man, I remember the quote that he said after the game, I was really proud. He said, man, I felt like I owed it to the guys, you know? So he's been feeling that. And I was really happy a lot. You don't always get what you deserve in this league. And it was cool. I felt like he deserved to have that moment at the end. It was really a cool moment for all of us.
Well, and it's funny because you just jogged something for me watching the Dallas game Monday night. You could see, you mentioned the mechanics and trying to adjust things. You know, it's no secret, 4 extra points missed in a game, not by the Dolphins, but by the Cowboys. And you saw after the first two went wide right, the adjustment trying to bring it back to the left. And now it was an over adjustment to go wide left. So it's that little bit of mechanical change can really take you off your game, I think. So you were a model of consistency this year. You're going into, is it 17th season?
I'm not that old.
Okay.
This will be 15.
15. Well, I'm just getting hopeful. You'll be a Dolphin for a 17th.
There you go. Season. Hey, listen, I'll sign up for that. I'm definitely up for that.
What have you had talks with the team about sticking around? If not, what are you looking for the upcoming season? Are you looking for championship? Are you looking for that last big contract? What are you looking for 2023? Let me not load the question and just throw it your way.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sure. Well, I'd love all those things. Get paid more money and win a Super Bowl and have a great experience. That would, you know, all of the above sounds great. Yeah, look, I'll keep, you know, any sort of business related stuff, I try to keep private, but I made my intentions known to the team. I really enjoyed my time there. You know, I really loved the opportunity to be a part of a new coaching staff and a new direction for the team, kind of, if you want to call it a rebranding of what the Dolphins is and are. And I've just let those guys know how much I appreciated the whole time. And they were very, when I say they, Coach Crossman and Coach McDaniel and Chris Greer, they were all very positive and grateful for my efforts this year. And I think they were all happy with the performance that I had. And I think they were happy to see that as the season went on, I was ascending. You know, I was getting better as we got into games more in December and then into January. And that's what you want to see of all your players is continuous improvement throughout the season. So all those things bode well. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. But I think I would assume that there's going to be mutual interest about getting back together. It's really a good setup for me and my family. I can get back and forth every few weeks or my family can come out and see me, and it's not too arduous of a trip for my wife. You know, we've got four young kids, so making that travel solo is tough, especially with all those thunderstorm delays down southeast, down in Miami. So but we were able to make it work, and it's really other than being in New Orleans, you know, it's, you know, regionally, it makes sense for us. So all those things matter. So I certainly would love the opportunity to come back.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Dolphins fans love their punters more than most teams. We actually geeked and got excited when you signed with the team. We were shocked, but we were like, yeah. Oh my God, we got Thomas Morstead. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I felt that from day one, and it's been very appreciated.
Well, I mean, we grew up with guys like Reggie Roby, some of us older
yep.
fans, and, you know, we learned to appreciate punters very early on in things. So it's again, I really hope that you're back next year.
Well, thank you.
Let's have a little fun. Let's do some, you ever done any type of accolades with people?
Accolades? What do you mean by that?
Well, let's start with an easy one. Best friend on the team.
I think that's pretty easy to say, Jason and Blake.
Okay.
You know, we spend a ton of time together you know, but I've made a lot of really good friends this year. Guys that I've spent time talking with and getting to know, really, really enjoyed getting to know Raheem Mostert.
Yep.
Really interesting cat. I mean, he's kind of had a chip on his shoulder his whole career. And I could name quite a few guys that are like that. Alec Ingold, really enjoyed getting to know that guy. That guy's got leadership oozing out of him. Zach Sealer. I could name 20 guys that I've just gotten to know that, you know, Clayton, Fedge. I can never pronounce his last name and just call him Fedge, but Fedgelum. You know, but just good people. Everybody's got their story. You know, you get to know guys and they've all got their story. So I won't ruin your game here by naming more people, but there you go.
No, you're good. It's funny you mentioned the story, because as soon as you mentioned Alec Ingold, it always pops in my head that he has such a cool story with, I don't know if you've seen this or he's brought this up, but I mean, the fact that he was adopted and all the stuff he does with adoption agencies and things like that out there. So
I just ordered his books on pre-order. I just ordered it, so I'm excited to read it.
Wait, he's got a book now? All right.
I don't have the title of it off the top of my head, but you'll have to search it. He's got a book that just came out for pre-order. I think it's released in February, maybe.
Okay.
So go check it out.
I'll make sure we plug it on the show too.
Yeah, cool. That'd be great.
It's all right. So I'm gonna give the next one kind of twofold: funniest teammate and funniest teammate that's not Christian Wilkins.
There you go. You already took out my number one. Funniest teammate, Duke Riley.
Really? Okay.
Duke Riley. Yeah, he's got some. He's always mimicking players and coaches in kind of a playful, funny way. And he's always got people laughing. So I would go with Duke.
Okay. Nicest teammate.
Alec Ingold.
Okay. Most likely to get you in trouble when you guys go out.
Ooh. A lot of troublemakers on the team. No.
I'm putting you on the spot with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably somebody that's single and that's good looking and young on the team. That'd probably be the guy, probably be somebody to get me in trouble. Let's see. I'm having trouble. You know, us married guys don't go out much. You know what I mean? So
I do.
Shoot, I'm drawing a blank here. I'm gonna get my skip me. Go to the next one.
All right.
I'm gonna keep that one churning in my brain.
Best ascending player that's under the radar on the Dolphins and just doesn't seem to get that notice out there, but is truly on the rise and phenomenal.
Wow, there's a few people that I think about that are, you know, not only underappreciated, but continuing to continuing that are young as well. I mean, I know people know about Javon Holland, and
yeah,
you know, he's a guy that just his leadership qualities are off the charts, especially for such a young player. So that's a guy, but I think people know that he's a really, really top-notch player already. You know, somebody that's not quite as young, he's already on a second deal, but Zach Sealer, man, that guy just to me is just very not really known, and he just loves ball. He loves football, and he's willing to do all of the dirty things that aren't glorified in the game. He's a great teammate. And so I would go with maybe Zach, and then tell you another guy that I just am impressed with as a pro is my butt punt buddy, Trent Sherfield. That guy, he is a professional, and I will not be surprised if he's still playing in 7 years, 8 years, because it seems like he's got a process and he's continuing to get better and he's not satisfied with where he's at. And I think he's a really great professional player.
No, I'm actually glad you brought up Sealer. He's one of the first guys as a Dolphins fan that really pops to mind. And I know when he got that touchdown, I was glad it was him, if that makes sense.
Because yeah, sure.
It's Dolphin fans there's like a subculture of Zach Sealer fans out there. And he's like the best movie nobody knows about, if that makes any kind of sense.
Absolutely.
It's good to hear that. Now, just moving to the next topic, Mike McDaniel, year one in the books. You've mentioned before the appreciation he expressed to you. What are your thoughts on McDaniel after year one? Because he's a different kind of coach. And I know that's got to be a different experience for you, having been on a couple of teams around the league.
Yeah, I would just say my favorite quality about him is he's just authentic. You know, the guy that you see on the podium is the same guy we see in meetings, same guy I've had in individual meetings with him. He's just authentic, and he's himself. And I think if you're not that, you will not ever be a great leader. And so I just love that about him. I'm sure if you'd ask Mike, he's a rookie head coach, right? So just like all players have a process of learning and growth, I would suppose you'll see the most growth out of him between year one and two. That's when you see a lot of good players make a big jump, year one to year two. And I'm sure you'll see that with him as well. And, you know, he's a super, super sharp guy. And I think he's very thoughtful about all of the touch points and all of the different things that go into being a head coach. And something that he said that I think is cool is he takes very, it's a personal weight that he puts on himself to help everybody maximize their careers. And I think when you hear a coach talk about that and acknowledge that and say that, it's a big deal. So, I would say it's really a positive thing.
So if you do stay in Miami, then letting him maximize your career, we will be talking about year 17 at least.
I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself, but that sounds like I hope we are in here in 2 years having the same call saying I told you so.
I'm hoping our postseason wrap up in 2 years is a little bit later in the season.
Maybe like late February.
Yeah, that'd be a good time to have a chat.
After parades and all that.
All right, well, I'll make you a deal. If you go to two of them with Miami, we gotta do this from the parade. How's that sound? The Perfect. Second parade.
Done deal.
All right.
Done deal. Perfect.
I would love that.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, you lost me for a second there. You said done deal. So I heard that part, so I'm locking it in.
All right, perfect.
I want to ask you quick about, I know you have your foundation that you were getting back up off the ground. Any traction on that? Anything you want to put out there from that?
We're now home, so I've got some time now. So we'll be organizing all of that here and kind of making decisions here shortly. But I appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome. And you've got that beautiful chalkboard wall behind you that you can really map that out on and have the kids, draw new logos down below. And
no question. This is the creative room for the kids. So it's good.
That's awesome, man. It's anything else from the season? Any good stories you've got from the season that you want to share?
I guess I would just say what I said the other day, you know, on social media is just, man, it was awesome being a part of it, and really grateful for the time, grateful for the chance to go to the playoffs and try to make a little noise and be a part of a really special group of guys. I don't take any of it for granted, and appreciate all the fans that are out there that are, you know, ravenously supporting us. It's pretty cool to be a part of.
I think I can speak on behalf of Dolphin fans and. You know, you use the word grateful. We were actually very grateful to have you in Miami this year. So thank you on that.
You got it.
And hopefully we get to have that thank you multiple times, including from a parade in 2 years.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for joining. Dolphins fans, make sure you guys like, subscribe, follow us. So next time Thomas is on, you make sure you can catch it. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the Fin side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.